KXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, thanks to an increase in COVID-19 vaccine expected by April, Governor Murphy is expanding the vaccine eligibility. Starting on March 15th, pre-K through 12th grade teachers, administrators and support staff, daycare workers, public and local transportation workers, migrant farm workers, and those experiencing homelessness will be able to start getting vaccinated. From there, eligibility will expand again on March 29th to
frontline essential workers in the restaurant, food processing and distribution industries, grocery personnel, warehouse workers, remaining elder care workers, hospitality workers.
To see the complete eligibility list, go to nj1015.com. Murphy says he expects several hundred thousand people to be included in the March 15th group. Donald and Melania Trump were given the COVID-19 vaccine in private before the president and first lady left the White House in January. As president, Mr. Trump declined to be vaccinated in public after the couple both had the virus last October, even as other elected officials got shots as shows of boosting confidence in their effectiveness. Governor Murphy today gave some parameters as to how New Jersey will give out the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine, but State Senator Paul Sarlo wants to hit the reset button on distribution and send the J&J doses to local towns. Sarlo, who was also the mayor of Woodridge, claimed he could have schools open 5 days a week with just 200 doses of J&J. Police say an Ocean County man held two dirt bikers at gunpoint near his home late on Friday.
Roger Stewart of Jackson told police that he saw two riders go past his home, so he picked up his rifle and went to find them in the nearby woods. The dirt bike riders say that the man held them at gunpoint and threatened to call their parents. Stewart says he never pointed the firearm at the duo, whose ages were not released. When police showed up, a loaded .22 caliber rifle was on the ground and Stewart had extra rounds in his pocket. He's charged with aggravated assault and possession of weapons for unlawful purposes. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Many New Jersey supermarkets are struggling with a shortage of pet food. Bagged dry food for cats and dogs still seems to be plentiful, but wet food, especially fresh pet food, has been scarce. The companies that make it say there are two factors here. One, a lot of new pets during the pandemic, and two, weather has disrupted supply chains this winter. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcast. A big burst of wind and cold coming. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next.
All of New Jersey remains under a state of emergency as the latest winter storm.
Winter storms are coming, and New Jersey 101.5 is here for you. We've got you covered with round-the-clock traffic reports.
Be alert. Road conditions vary from
up-to-the-minute weather forecasts from meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
We continue to track a powerful winter storm set to dump substantial snow.
And the latest news from our team of New Jersey reporters. This winter, stay ready and stay safe with New Jersey 101.5.
505 now, New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
Still lots of slowdowns coming back to the Jersey side of the Lincoln Tunnel west on 495 and then coming down the turnpike Easternsburg. Big jam down to 15X, flipped over tractor-trailer accident still there, blocking off the right lane. The Western Spur has been dealing with a lot of alternate traffic, and there was a crash on the Western Spur too near 16W, but that's been cleared. Stays kind of slow heading down to 15E. Avoid the Newark Bay extension of the turnpike on the eastbound side. Huge backup heading down to the Holland Tunnel with construction. Unfortunately, 109 is catching a lot of alternate traffic too. Each of those approaches close to a 25 to 30 minute jam heading for the Holland Tunnel. 22 East in Union, very slow. 18 in East Brunswick, southbound delay is New Jersey Turnpike down to Tysons Lane. And watch out in Freehold Township on 537 South at Wimbrock Road. There's an accident. One lane is blocked. Tom Rivers, New Jersey traffic north.
Jill Myra, New Jersey traffic south. Route 1 southbound, a little rough at Harrison and the Princeton Junction area. Just some volume right now. Quaker Road is closed off. The gate is shut down at Nassau Park, and that's because of flooding. 676 southbound exit ramp in Camden. Exit 3 is closed off as well for the exit for Morgan. That's where we have an accident that caused a fuel spill on the roadway. In Pleasantville, you have Route 9 at Delilah Road with the left lane closed off. The traffic light's not working right. And South 295 has a rush hour backup that goes from exit 28 at Black Horse Pike down through to exit 26 at Route 42. New Jersey fast traffic every 15 minutes. Next report 518 on New Jersey 101.5.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones closed up 603 points. New Jersey 101.5 news time 507.
New Jersey 101.5 supports and celebrates small business. Show your support too. Nominate your favorite NJ small business to win $10,000 of New Jersey 101.5 advertising, plus a $3,000 NJBIA membership and visibility package. Nominate your favorite small business today. Go to NJ1015.com so they can win our grand prize. Thanks to our sponsors, the CSI Group. Visit CSICPA.com or call 800-TAX-LAWS, NJM Insurance, and the NJBIA, the New Jersey Business and Industry Association.
Taking care of business.
Support NJ Small Business and nominate them to win big from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Better batten down the hatches for a big burst of wind and cold tonight. Gusts will max out between 40 and 50 miles an hour from late this evening through early tomorrow morning. That's enough to blow around garbage cans and small branches, too. The wind carrying in colder air here, so temperatures will nosedive overnight. We'll bottom out around the 20-degree mark tomorrow morning, with the wind chill possibly approaching the single digits. Tomorrow stays blustery. Despite sunshine, we'll only reach the mid-30s with a continuing brisk wind. The Arctic blast, though, only lasts a day. We bounce back nicely on Wednesday. Looks fantastic with sunny skies, lighter winds, and highs in the lower 50s. Nicest day of the week. We'll scale back to the lower 40s again on Thursday. It'll be partly sunny and breezy. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
New Jersey weather brought to you by Inspire Bath and Kitchen. Located in Farmingdale, Inspire offers full kitchen and bath remodels or one-day tub-to-shower conversions. Schedule an in-home consultation or visit their 10,000-square-foot showroom. Go to inspirebath.com to find your inspiration. Paramus, 44 degrees. Marlton, 46. Plainsboro, 45. New Jersey, 101.5. Is your COVID-19 vaccination information station. Go to nj1015.com/coronavirus to find out how you can make an appointment and for a list of vaccination sites in your area. Only at nj1015.com/coronavirus.
New Jersey.